mitzvahs ese tzedek tishpoit amitecho. Tzachiv ese day reise. Every year is mitzuve. Betzedek tishpoit amitecho. Zaman za vada rosha nish. Cheskas rosha epshe. Vada also nish. Aber stama yid. Kosh Baruch Hu gave us a mitzvah that is called Betzedek Tishpoit Amitecho. Betzedek Tishpoit Amitecho. You have to damn the person the kafskus. I want first to be masbir how you do it, how you do Betzedek Tishpoit Amitecho. And after how you do Betzedek Tishpoit Amitecho, what is the purpose? What is the matar? The Gemara says, Maisim, Neiroim. One person was working by the other person. Chazal said, came time to pay him. He told him, you have what to pay me? He said, no. He says, give me grapes. I don't have. Give me food. I don't have. Give me gold. I don't have. Give me this. And then later he gave him all the money and he asked him, what you taught? He says, I taught this and I taught this. And he tells him, when I told you I don't have nothing, what you taught? And he says, I thought maybe you magdish everything to Shammai. He says, Avoido, Keinu, my kid got me very upset. I didn't want the Yash and nothing, and I was magdish everything to Shammai. Now I was nishal on the medal, so I came to pay. I thought down to Isil Kavschus, I could ishbohu yodun or ischol Kavschus. So we have such a midah. And it's interesting. It's kimat, the only midah in the Torah that you could call it the Musa, belongs to Bali Musa, but it's a mitzvah eser day reise, not less than Pasha Zohar. It's a mitzvah eser betzedek tishpoit amitecho. Not the masbir. What is the mitzvah eser mechayev? The marshal, I came late a little bit, yeah? So it's a bit cold, everyone's waiting outside, it's dark. I want to say, yeah? So you have a chiyuv. Oh, it's not bad. I'm saying, you know, we speak together. Yeah? You have a chiyuv to try to think that Mistama and Besayla, yeah? I'm not the Cheskas Rasha. I'm not a Beinari, yeah? So, Moshe, what you taught? Before I'll tell you the reason. I want everyone for a second, just to show you. I will show you a couple starke maisi from Betzedek Tishpoit Amitecho. Like, what? Everyone think to yourself for a second. Like, what you taught, Mistama, why I'm late? Yeah, everyone has something that he thinks. I was in the way. I went into the apartment there, and I was thinking what I would say. And before Shmulevitz walks in, and he starts to speak to me about what he's going to say. Shul Klalina. Yeah, what I'll tell him, I'm sorry. I have to say a Vatna. So I was listening. Yeah, Chalitza Mokim Ibum Yemitz Venat Mitz. I told him that Mamish the Sugi. He said, "Yeah, the Sugi Klalis." He has to be Mamish inside. And this guy said, I'll lay on the cachas. Yeah, he said, yeah, this is cloudy for cachas, it's good. Okay, so I had to listen. I look 6:30, 25 to 7. I know, another 2 minutes he goes off to the show, cloudy, my name is Medosh. I'll manage to come. Now, a person that didn't think like that was Avraham Mitzvah Sessa. I remember once, I don't know, maybe some Bochim nabbed me. I was going to the Shtiblach. And I said to Bochum, take two cans, soda cans, and they throw it to a porch there inside. I didn't know who they are, but you know, I went over to them. I said, you know, throw on me. Why did they throw it to the porch? He told me, no, the guy collects cans. So everyone throws the cans. I don't know, maybe they nailed me. Yeah, Chveisnish. But then they told me, here everyone throws cans, someone collects the cans, they get money for it, Chveisnish, good night. So you throw to that porch, you throw the cans. So if it's MS, Chabad is good, yeah? Even if it's not MS, I told myself, look what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mechayev. When you know that they're bad people? I'm not saying. Chabad, maybe a rabbi is allowed to go over and ask them why they're throwing the can to someone else's porch, yeah? But not to say, oh, such a low bachur, throw a can to someone else's porch. But Tzedek Tishpoit Amitecho. Is a chiyuv to dan lekafschus. Chavisalvobis brings down. He brings it down and Kas, it's the same idea, that there was a person that his father told him, when you're angry, don't do nothing till today, wait till tomorrow. Chavisalvobis brings down that he went away and he came back late by night, and that day there was no light. And he heard his wife speaking to someone. Kisses, so he wanted to take a knife, a cherev, and to go into the house. But he remembered that his father told him to wait till tomorrow. So he came tomorrow morning, and when he comes close to the house, he sees his wife holding a little baby and talking to the little baby that was born when he was away. So he told him, I would not listen to my father, I would kill my wife and my kid in that night. The Torah is mechayev a yid, is mechayev a person to have a musik if dan lekav schus. If dan lekav schus. What is the yisoid of dan lekav schus? The yisoid of dan lekav schus, the chiyuv deirai says, every person I was going in a taxi yesterday night. 12 o'clock by night. I don't remember something bad happened. And I tried to melam and told the taxi driver at Dan Lekav Schus, yeah? He explained it. But, see, he tells me, listen, everyone is Dan Lekav Schus the way that he likes. You don't understand what you mean? He says, I'll tell you. It was a big bar mitzvah somewhere. Yeah, we'll spend a lot of money for that bar mitzvah. Tons. And I think that it's wrong. It's fly a person. But don't tell what he says. And remember, I think he was wrong in the dogmas, but he was much proof of what he thinks. But, and I said, I think that this money could be divided to poor people. Who needs this big event? And this is what the rabbi is teaching them. So I said it to a lot of people. I'm saying over from that fly a person. And I said it to a lot of people, and you know, all these people, everyone gives me a pshat. It's this, it's that, it's a different pshat than the different people told him. Also, I think that they don't know what they talk, these people. And he said, you see, everyone likes to melamed zchus. He said, in his words, and his party, everyone thinks that everything is right. So I thought to myself, this is bad, someone like Kodesh Baruch Hu say. If it's negate to you, all the limitzchus in the world comes up. Someone says something wrong about your parents, you have to understand them, the survivors, you have to understand them, the modern, you have to understand them, they have this service, this pressure, you have to understand them, it's not like you think. Yeah. I thought you have a brother, you have to understand, if you would know his matzav, if you would know his condition, you have to understand them. You have to understand. This klal, this is better with the Torah is mechayev and the limud lekav zchus. I said over a couple of times this maaser, but I think it's very relevant to what I'm trying to say now. He said 2 months ago I said over this maaser that once was a story in Eretz Yisrael that some kids were standing in a gas station, shkatzim, and Shabbos Kodesh. And they were filling up gas. And one of them asked for his friend, from one of the people that was standing outside, for a phone. I think it was a kosher one. But he asked him for a phone. So that shegetz from outside gave to the people inside the car the phone. Kids with the guys in the car, they finished to use the phone. They decided to drive away with the phone. So that shegetz for sure, he was not asking. So he held onto the car. So, and they carried on driving, and he was hand stronger. They drove quicker, he flew, and you know, he was fighting on his life, and he was dead after 2 days. Kids should have police arrested the people, and the driver, you know, they passed him, and he has to sit forever. It's him. He thought he deserves it. Manish, low for a phone, you know, to kill a guy, didn't do nothing, he even gave you the phone. But anyways, Because the whole country was, a couple of years ago, as I saw, it was mamish. Four kids just killed a kid for a phone. Mamish, like, you know, shayak lach for nothing, you know. It's becoming like America here. The whole, everyone was talking about it. So the radio decided to interview the mother, you know, like, showing Kedarko, to interview the mother of the kid that drove. What do you say about your son? What do you say about your son? He killed me, yeah, for a phone. Asher Yeladito, yeah? Vazokste, you know, the shame of all. You know what she answered him? So she answered him, you're right, I feel very bad, I'm sorry for the kid that was dead, and I feel my son is wrong, and he has to sit in jail forever. But, so you don't know what it means. You know that he didn't think to kill. Not sad, for sure. I'm not saying let him sit forever. He deserves it. He's sitting in the car, he's sitting with another three teenagers, and they tell him, drive, drive, don't be scared. Eh, never, you're a baby, you're scared, drive. I don't know if one of you that are asking me the question, if you would be in his age, sitting near the wheel, you would not drive. If you're sure that you would not drive, please answer me. And no one had what to answer. So I thought to myself, ah, such a kluge Frau, you know, actually we have to meet such a smart person. Mishkan, smart person. This is her son. This is her son. She didn't change nothing of the details. The details were clear on the table for everyone here. Everyone had them. No one had her instinct to think, to try to melam et chus, that why did he get it away? So he's not a bad person to feel good for him. No one had a reason to melam et chus. So everyone saw this bad kid. She's the mother. So she sees the good. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is expecting us. And he's asking us. Every yid has to melamed zchus on the zweite yid. I'm saying again, a lot of nidus and a lot of shmuzin. Either you come to the shmuz or you miss the shmuz. This is a mitzvah's eser d'oraisa. I asked once one of the gedolim, I never got an answer. What would it be if you were melamed zchus and then you're wrong? Well, you see someone chapping something. You say, tell me he's not a ganav, yeah? It's not mitzvahs. Lamais and then he's a ganav. You a mekayim a mitzvah anyway? Oh, then the ma'aseh you're not mekayim Moshe. The guy comes late to say this. You melamed zchus, he learned till 3 o'clock. Then you find out that he shmoozed till 3 o'clock. Yeah. So the ma'aseh the limud zchus was a mistake. So you mekayim a mitzvah that you melamed zchus on him or not? The pasha is about it yet. When on them, what is the mitzvah? To try to melamed zchus, I mean, the chances are not so high. Yeah. What is the mitzvah? To try to guess he's not a ganav, to guess that he's not a ganav. So again, let me get the fidel tzatak that there's a mitzvah anyways. Fakel, the shayla fakel, what would be if you were not melamed zchus? Moshe, a guy came 9 o'clock, you take a thing that he started a shmuz by night. Yeah? You see a guy walking to his medrash 10 o'clock, or misses a day, you think, okay, he's a mechutzef. He's a bal avra that he didn't come, he didn't tell his chavruz that he's not coming. You know, I think that he's disgusting. Yeah? And the ma'is, he's not disgusting. He's not a bad vacher. You are even on the tzedek tishvut amitecho or not? A lot of Rishonim say yes. Say, again, not a guy that is kavua doesn't come, then it's not mitzvah to dam lekdam zchus. I'm saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to melamed lekdam zchus. Person has to know this mitzvah stands in front of him the whole time. The whole time, the mitzvah is there. The whole time the mitzvah is in front of him. The possibility to dan lekav zchus, to look at the person and to say, I'm dan lekav zchus, it's there the whole time. It's a mitzvah that you could lekai him every second, and it's lemai siddik every second, and it could change the teva of the person. And it's a mitzvah's eser d'oraisa. So weiter, the Chofetz Chaim says in Hilchos Loshon Hora, everyone knows Sefer Shmir, Salosh of Chofetz Chaim, if you spoke Loshon Hora because you didn't think, you said, hey, you know, Yerem is a ganav, and the Maisi, you could have done like a v'schus, so one of the list of the essence that you oiver, v'oiver gamal b'tzedek tishpit amitacho. V'oiver gamal b'tzedek tishpit amitacho. And it's not. This is a midot toivo. It's a mitzvah's essence that you raise. I saw Bechush, once we had a kvutza in Panovich, when I was doing a bacher, like 10 guys would get together and would over them meet us. Every kufa when a man of one guy is the Rosh Avad, and he would read everyone's notes and he would yell. Try to do what Hashem wants. Every person, in the time that he's Betzedek Tishpit Amitecho, he becomes a different person. He becomes a different person. A person has an Ayin Ro and a person has an Ayin Toiva. And vice versa, Hashem mounts the person, it's not Stam, it's good midas, it's a Deiraisa, and it changes the Mahus of the person. And it's so easy, it doesn't ask nothing from you. It doesn't ask nothing from you. Someone does a simcha. Someone does a simcha. And he doesn't invite you. Doesn't invite you, you get very insulted. You try to downlink a schus, he forgot me. That's good because if you got me, it's even worse, yeah? As you get warmed up. And you try to tell you from mitacho. How you get over it? You start to think to yourself, I said, how much people you forgot, Lemaise? I also forgot among your best friends. That happens. So it doesn't mean that he hates you. It doesn't mean that he doesn't like you. You're not standing in that moment in his head. Ah, this mama should steal. How much people called you and you never called them back? You plan to call them back, you push off the message, and then you didn't call them back. So he forgot. It doesn't mean that he's ignoring you. B'tzedek tishpet amitech. B'tzedek. Sometimes you're trying to get a ride. You know, the other guy just looked to the other side, you're not there, yeah? You see that they saw you, but your mom is burned up, yeah? How much time is you in the car and you do it also? And you're a bad person? No, so he's also not bad. But Tzadik doesn't have to make Yenim God Lado yet. I say, you also, you know that you're not a bad person. I mean, I mean, everyone knows that you're the best person, yeah? So I mean, people, it's not Gishmat. The driver's doing me a favor. If I'll ask him to stop, So he did exactly the same thing now. You're not such a bad person. That's also Tzadik Tishpit Amitecho. A person could keseda every day. Do Tzadik Tishpit Amitecho. Every day do Betzalek Tishpet Amitech. You see someone yelling, arguing, you know, get so upset. Why is he getting so upset? Try to think, maybe something bad happened to him a couple minutes ago before. Maybe someone did something bad for him before. Maybe something happened. Maybe something happened to him. Now, Chazal tell us one more word. Omaloi, kishem shedanto isi lekav schus, hamokim yodunho lekav schus. What it means. Kishem shedanto isi lekav schus, hamokim yodun oischo lekav schus. Shaita aftoche neiro. Take that kid that killed. If the judge will only paskin, Yenim is a bad kid, he killed. He will put him in jail all of his life with no windows. If he would hear the mother talking before he would give the psak, he for sure would give windows. But it's the same psak. But there's two ways to look at it. Kadosh Baruch Hu tells the aftocha to a person, Val, this is the way I want the nefesh ayahudis to be. This is the way to work on it. This is the way to become a special person. If you do this, I'm dan yulikav schus. I'm dan yulikav schus. I will understand you. The person has to work on it. The person has to change himself. If a person doesn't do it, it doesn't happen. The person has to doubt himself, push himself, convince himself. This is the only way a person could manage to be matzliach to pick up. The only way. The only way a person can matzliach to pick up. The etzah to do it is two etzahs. There's one etzah that a person takes on himself every day, three times a day, till Purim. To dan lekav schus. or what we will do when we're Bachrim, to take Chavrusa for that. We meet every night, tell me three things that you're done like a schus. Okay, better than not with names, because then you could say three Lashon Horas also, yeah? Because Yenem is not Mikabel the Dalek of Chus. He's only Mikabel. When Yenem hit, I thought that he's okay, yeah? When Yenem did this, I thought that he's okay. So, you know, this, I'm telling you why I'm saying this. First, I think it's the right thing. I think it's the thing that a person has to be over. I'm saying. It's one of the things that we have to speak about. This is the reason we get together. It's to be over Hashem. The Avodah Shel Purim has been Adam L'Chaveihoi. The Avodah Shel Purim has been Adam L'Chaveihoi. As Hashem, next week we'll speak on the real Avodah from Hodor Kibluah. If a person makes the right Achonah, the right preparation for Purim, he could have a special Purim. It's a shame, it's a shame. Chazal say that it's a day that you mekabel Teira Mirotzen. From after Purim, it's easy to learn without a Hefzik. Just Avad, if you know in Ruchnius, if you don't make an Achonah, nothing comes out of it. Nothing. It doesn't catch. It's all of us know. You have to make an Achonah. On Achonah, it doesn't go. Say that. But the first thing is to get ready ben Adam L'Chaveihoi. If a person will take now, how much days are left for Purim? 10 days. And he will be Dan L'Kav S'chus. Dan L'Kav S'chus. The person doesn't realize how much. The whole time is Dan L'Kav S'chus. The whole time. This story and this person, this story and this rabbi, this story and this. Dan L'Kav S'chus. Look at it in the other way. Look at it in the right way. If a person is matzliach to mashrish to dal lekav schus, he has a different life, and he zoyche to mekayim mitzvas esa every minute, and he zoyche that Hakadosh Baruch Hu is dan him lekav schus.